embracing universal consciousness for the highest and greatest good. For more information, visit awakenedpathonline.com and check out our online bookstore at awakenedpathbooks.com.
Hello.
Namaste and blessed be.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Awakened Path Radio, helping to spread love and light for the highest and greatest good. I'm your host, Reverend Candace Nadine Breen, spiritualist minister and healing minister. Today, we have on our show, Sarah Spiritual. Sarah Spiritual is a spiritual advisor and coach, energy healer, medium, and artisan for personal transformational enlightenment. Sarah empowers people through private and group readings, spirit channeled classes, extended training programs, and motivational lectures. She is the founder and owner of the Expedo Enlightenment Center, a spiritual oasis offering a multicultural array of products in West Palm Beach, Florida. The center is honored to be a temple of the violet flame of Saint Germain, symbol of forgiveness and transcendence. Sarah Spiritual is a consummate artisan, creating an extensive line of transformational hand-blended spiritual products, including baths, myths, incense, oil, and other items designed to enhance any spiritual practice. Her radio show, Spiritually Speaking with Sarah, has been live on air for over 7 years. She is a featured speaker and entertainer at numerous spiritual conferences, delivering powerful lectures and moving vocal performances. An integral part of Sarah Spiritual's mission is paying it forward to the community. She hosts complimentary celebrations at her Enlightenment Center. She also gives freely of her singing talents by performing the national anthem at the Royal Palm Beach High School home games and other community events. Well, that is quite a mouthful. Welcome to our show, Sarah Spiritual. It's a pleasure to have you today.
Thank you so much, Candace. It's a pleasure to be here with you and your listeners. I'm really honored for this opportunity.
Thank you. Now, for our listeners, could you explain what transformational enlightenment means? What is it?
Well, as humans, we have this experience. They call it the human experience. But what we have found is that as high vibrational beings, the density of the human experience sometimes creates a little bit of a rift in our energy. And we lose track of some of the source connection that we originated with when we came to the earth. So what transformational enlightenment is it allows people to recognize the source creator within, to give them the opportunity to release the conditioned beliefs that have held them back through the years of their life and even other lifetimes, so that they can resolve and consume energies that they do not wish to have move forward to the future and really get back in tune with God. You know, sometimes we have to turn back the dial and get back to basics. And transformation requires us to release things that are no longer a part of who we have recognized ourselves to be in this human experience. But what so many people do is they keep holding on to the same patterns because they do not know how to. So my job, my assistance to others, is to give them the keys to push that start button so that they can go in a higher vibrational direction and begin to allow themselves to be free and create a better receptivity within them.
And that's such an important tool, because a lot of people don't, they say they want to make changes, but they don't know how to. I mean, you hear tons of books have been written and there's plenty of talks about making the changes, but often they're not given the tools in order to make this transformation. So you tell us about your, I'm probably mispronouncing it wrong, the Expedo Enlightenment Center. How did you?
Yes, I will. Yes, it's Expedito Enlightenment Center.
Okay.
So many people ask, how did you come up with a name like Expedito? And it was interesting when I met my spiritual teacher, because I was not on a spiritual path, as many of us do not begin our journey on the spiritual path. But you know, when the student is ready, that teacher will appear. So I met my teacher in a very interesting way. And one of the things that he taught me was about healing and about staying on your path and staying true to yourself. And he also believed in connecting with the angels and connecting with the higher beings and guides, the ascended masters and the saints. And he had this affinity to a saint named Saint Expedito, who expedites results for you. Now, of course, as we grow in our enlightenment, we also realize that we essentially are the creator of our reality. But as humans, we need something to hitch our wagon to. So in his teaching, he taught me to hitch my wagon to a external energy of a saint, an angel, a guide, so that I would feel empowered until my empowerment became in alignment with realizing that I had the power to do my own miracles. So Saint Expedito was very near and dear to me because of my teacher. And during that time of meeting him and some of my transitions in life, what I did was form this relationship with Saint Expedito. So when I had this very interesting turn of life events and made the choice, or shall I say life chose for me, but I made the choice to create the center, I began by saying, I'll call it Saint Expedito. So we called it the Expedito Enlightenment Center, so we could expedite people's path to enlightenment. Now, there's no easy journey through that, but if we could give someone the tricks and some of the opportunities to bypass some of the uncomfortable moments or make them less, well, uncomfortable, I'll say, then that would be a great path to enlightenment, because we all know there's going to be a bump or two.
Oh, yes.
So we love to expedite and create that safe haven for people all across the world at our Expedito Enlightenment Center.
Mm-hmm. And you earlier we were talking before the show, and you have a violet flame meditation for us. What is the violet flame, first of all? What is that for those who don't know?
Well, the violet flame is an energy that transmutes and resolves karmic entanglements, mm-hmm. and allows us to reach our highest level of consciousness by consuming things that are not a part of our experience any longer, but for some reason are still attached to us, either because of our emotions, our thought processes, our patterns of behavior, our generational patterns. And so this transforms and consumes everything that is less than divine perfection. Mm-hmm. But before we talk about the meditation, what I would love to do is give you a little story as to how this all came about, because many of your listeners, especially at this time, Candace, in 2018, they are in a point of change, and they're really looking for their next step. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yes, definitely. I definitely agree.
And I feel that perhaps someone listening can relate to the story and understand how they too can make a shift or a change.
Right,
especially because,
right,
as way showers, our opportunity to share our journey makes it, well, sheds a light on another's path.
Right.
And you've been blessed to do that for others by your show and many of the other activities that you do to assist people on their journey to enlightenment.
Thank you. Right. And yeah, it is that time of year where people are thinking about change.
It is. So when I moved to Florida, I originate from New Jersey, New York. Mm-hmm. I was on pace to be a corporate VP. Mm-hmm. I was selling offshore outsourcing. About 5 years prior to that job, I had met my spiritual teacher. I met my spiritual teacher in a computer store where I did not work. They had hired me per diem to teach them how to position their training program so that their training program would sell training in a computer fashion, for instance, web development, coding, different forms of computer learning. And so I set that up for them. And on this very bizarre day in December, I was in this back room and managers kept coming in and saying, there's a crazy guy out there who were just trying to sign up for web design. And he's really giving us a hard time. And so then another person would say, all right, let me go see who this guy is. And they were coming in and out and really disrupting what I was doing. So the light bulb went out in my head and it said, this is so annoying. We need to fix this. So when the next person came in, totally frazzled, like this guy's talking in circles, I don't understand. And you know, the customer's always right. They're doing their best to close the sale. I looked at the manager who was literally sweating. I was like, what is going on? And I looked at him and I said, you know what? His name was Rich. I said, Rich, I'm from New York. I can get anybody's credit card. Give me the paperwork. Let me go. So he looked at me and he said, have a go at it. And they all kind of chuckled and sent me out on my way. So when I went out, I saw this man, simple in stature, nice suit. His wife was well-dressed, off to the side somewhere. And I said, I understand you would like to sign up for a training class for web development. Is that correct? And he said, yes, absolutely. Now, Candace, I was standing in front of a perfectly sane man as far as I was concerned. But the universe had another story coming for me.
Oh, wow.
So I began to chat with him. I complimented his tie, and he complimented my nails. And we began this conversation. You know, a little cup of soup. You know, you share a little bit and then you begin. So I said, all right, sign right here. Let me have your credit card. And he gives me the information. And I'm thinking to myself, I have no idea why this was so difficult for everyone else.
Right.
But here I am. And we began to chat a bit more. And just as I'm slipping the paperwork off the table, imagine, he looks at me and he says, your father just died.
Oh.
And you really don't know what you're going to do.
Wow.
And everything is crumbling around you at this minute, but you're trying not to let anyone know what's going on. And you also lost your grandmother in the same time frame. And in my head, I stood back in my, well, Christian indoctrination at that moment. And I went, oh, I'm sitting across from the devil. Oh my God. I didn't know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And he began to tell me a little bit more. And something inside of me, which I've never heard or felt before, said, pay attention to this man.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept my little butt in that seat and said, wow, I have to listen. So he talked to me a bit more. And even though one part of me was saying he's crazy, another part of me was mesmerized. I needed to know why he was talking to me.
Right.
And so we had a lovely conversation. And then when the conversation ended, he stood up. He said, I'm going to go now, but I will be back here to see you tomorrow. And I was a little flustered and I said, okay. And he said goodbye. He shook my hand. And as I was going to the office, all flustered, I thought to myself, well, I'm not going to be here tomorrow, so I guess I'll never see that man again. I took the paperwork back into the office, proudly presented it to the guys, and began to do my work. But in my mind, I kept thinking, what just happened?
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I really, now when I look back, there was a radiance with this man that I couldn't have placed at the time in my early development of spirituality and my transition.
Right.
And so by the end of the day, wouldn't you know that those people said, can you come back tomorrow between about 1 and 4? And I said, sure. Now, Candace, do I need to tell you what else happened in the story? Next day, who shows up at my place of work?
Wow.
And so this gentleman named Bill comes back and asks for me.
Wow.
And Candace, he comes with the presents.
Oh.
I was like, what? And in it, he says, I've brought you some gifts, and I do want you to come see me in my house and meet with me. But what I gave you for a while is, I gave you some, at the time it was psyllium seeds. He said, you need to clear your internal organs. So I want you to take this, and he gave me some instructions. Mm-hmm. And then he gave me some bath salts. He said, we need to clear your energy. Now, I am looking at him like he has 14 heads. What are you talking about? And he said, I want you to do this. And then he took out this beautiful, small New Testament with the book of Psalms in it.
Wow.
And he said, I've written down some Psalms that I would like for you to read. And I promise you, everything's going to turn around. Just do this. And he said, and come to my house on Sunday, and here's my address. Now, not knowing anything about spirituality, I did do what the man instructed me to do. I felt compelled.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to his home on that Sunday, there began my journey. Mm-hmm. And every weekend I would sit at the feet of someone who truly was, Candace, mm-hmm. an ascended being on this planet. Mm-hmm. You see, he had healed himself from cancer. He was in the hyperbaric chamber and healed himself of throat cancer back in the mid-90s. We're looking at about 1995. Mm-hmm. We weren't as far advanced in the healing mm-hmm. in medicine at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So as I sat with him, he began to unfold before me miracles. I saw him heal others' cancer. I saw them go for one test, go back for another. And he would sit there with piles of books around him, hand me a book and say, page 24. Oh. And then as I opened it, he would begin to repeat word for word, verbatim, everything that was there.
Wow.
He told me he had died, but came back so that he could meet me.
Mm.
He told me that everyone who came out to see him that day was not who he was sent to see. But you know, Candace, I was on my way to be a corporate VP. So I'm kind of like, sure. This is kind of cool. And I love hanging with you. It's kind of like that movie, Tuesday with Morrie, the professor that you go to visit. So I would sit there and he would impart wisdom. And he'd say, pick up the phone. The businessman's going to answer. And I'd say, no, that he hasn't answered any of my calls. He said, he's going to answer now because he thinks you're his wife. And he's going to pick up and you're going to get the appointment. And you're going to land the multi-million dollar deal that none of the other people can land. And that would happen, Candace.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was so magical.
Mm-hmm.
And when he passed in 2002, I remembered I had asked him several times throughout our journey, do you think, Bill, I am going to do what you do? And he said to me, come on. You're on track to be a VP. You're making 85,000 plus commission. That's what you want, right? And I said, yeah, I'm so excited. But I realized it was my inner being, just like your listeners have that inner prompting, that saying there's something else besides what you're doing and who you are.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And so I consciously continued my journey after his passing, but felt that disconnect, that where do I go from here?
Yeah.
So I did land the dream job that allowed me to move anywhere as long as I showed up to close multi-million dollar deals like Chevron, Mitsubishi, Samsung. I was good. They didn't care where I lived. So my teacher's wife, who I wasn't very close to, but we were friendly because of my sitting and learning from her husband, said, I'm moving to Florida, come visit me. So I visited her several times, and then I felt the prompting to come live here. Well, the story gets a little more crazy because here I am, this executive person, and I move in 2004 to Florida. I am missing my teacher, but I'm managing, you know, applying what he had shown me and, well, just living in the world like the rest of us and dabbling in a little spirituality, lighting a candle, doing my prayers, focusing my intentions, going about my business.
Mm-hmm.
And then October 12th, Christopher Columbus Day, I stood up from a table. I had been thinking about the finances. I had just moved. I had been here in Florida for 2 months. Yeah. I stood up from the table. I took 2 steps. And Candace, I know I felt someone push me, but there was no one there. And down I went. And so did the whole world that I thought I knew. By the time I was up and out of there, I was in so much pain and saw doctors. They claimed I needed 3 different surgeries.
Oh my goodness.
And for a while I sat, well, as many of us when faced with a challenge, I was lamenting in the sorrow and the loss of what I thought I knew and my independence. And I was consumed. I was consumed with the hurt, the pain, the loss. How did I get here? And of course, who the heck pushed me?
Right.
But whatever that energy was that brought me down, I needed to be still so I could step off the cycle of life and see it through the eyes of spirit. So as I laid in the bed and they said, you need to do this, and you need to take this, I said, no, no, no. Hmm. I said, I have the power to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat in that bed and I did everything that they said I wouldn't do. I did. You know, the injuries were there. I could function. But, you know, they painted this doom and gloom. I was like, oh, I am not owning this. And so I went about my journey. And then I needed to reinvent myself.
Yes.
So one day sitting in the bed, I heard myself almost as if I was talking to myself outside of the room. And if any of your listeners have ever heard themselves have a conversation with themselves in your head, this was almost like a voice coming from outside of me.
Yeah.
And it was like a snapshot of me sitting across from my teacher, Bill. And I said, Bill, do you think I'm going to do what you do? And he said, come on, you're on track to be a VP. And then the voice stopped. And I went, that's it. I have to do what he did. And then I said, how? And in the stillness in the months to come, I got this crazy idea. I don't know anybody in Florida. I know how to sell. I could sell shoes to Jesus if I had to. I know how to sell. So I thought, well, I'll open up a center. Now, mind you, I'm on my last pennies.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing here from Florida for me. That's why I believe in miracles.
Yeah.
Circumstances and events happened that turned things around. And I opened up my center at the end of 2006. And our first business began in the beginning of 2007. And in that energy, I maintained that teaching and reading. Now, I don't know anyone, but people came.
Mm-hmm.
I was busy every half hour on the half hour, almost from the minute I opened. People came from all over. The universe brought them to me. Maybe my teacher had a hand in that.
Mm-hmm.
So as I read person after person in this little spot, I was in spot 223, about 900 square feet. It was about 6 months in, and I get it in my head. I look across the parking lot, and this beautiful little plaza, and I say, wow, that spot across the way, that's a corner spot with all those windows, is open. Let's move. And everyone who knew me thought I was crazy. And we moved in 2008 into a bigger spot of 2,100 square feet where I make all my own products and I create things. And as the journey began, we had guest speakers come, very far and few between, because Spirit was very clear to me, very clear that it was I who was to read. It was I who was to hold the space and the energy. And in 2009, a woman by the name of Cheryl Glover came to channel the Ascended Masters. She had written a book. I had met her the year before.
Yeah.
And she channeled Ascended Master St. Germain, Archangel Michael, Prophet Elijah, Serapis Bay, all of the Ascended beings, all of the angels.
Yeah.
And I had never been to a channeling. That was different than the way my teacher worked.
Right.
And on one night in this channeling, she began to speak as Saint Germain. And Saint Germain came through her and said, there is a light in the store. And all who come through the store will be transformed.
Mm-hmm.
The store is not a store. It is a sanctuary for the transcendence of everyone. And apparently during that time, a ball of light came through the store, swirled around the store, went through the center of my solar plex, surrounded me, and I became illuminated at a level that I could not even comprehend at the time.
Wow.
And so when she came out of the channeling, she was like, "Do you realize that you are now one of the few temples of Saint Germain in the world?" And I didn't even really understand the depth of what had just happened.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. It's amazing. And so you felt, how did you feel?
Well, I felt different, but puzzled, because my analytical mind was still trying to figure out what the heck just happened. It was almost as if I had just met Bill all over again, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she was so awestruck, and I didn't quite really know the meaning. My teacher had mentioned Saint Germain. He had talked about different ascended masters. He had talked about angels. So now I was hosting something. I really had to wrap my head around it. But the next morning, I didn't really have that opportunity, because that was the morning that I was called to a meeting that gave me a contract on the radio out of the blue.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
So that I could be the voice of the I Am, only I didn't know that then.
Wow.
And then I came back, Candace, and my assistant says, "Sarah, I'm so glad you're here. The news crew had just been here. They want to interview you."
Wow.
I said, "Come on, stop messing with me. They just offered me a radio show, not a TV deal. What are you talking about?" And she said, "No, the woman wants me to call you when you come back." And I said, "Okay, sure." I thought she was teasing. About 20 minutes later, in walked a Florida reporter with her camera. And she says, "I want to do a piece on the center and on you." And in my head, I'm thinking, thank God I had a meeting this morning and my makeup's done and my hair is done. Holy crow. I was like, what? And so that's actually on my YouTube channel, on Sarah Spiritual. And they gave us a wonderful write-up. It was at a time in 2009 where so many people were trying to find work and losing their homes. And they did a favorable piece. You know, with the news, you don't know which way they're going to spin this.
That is so true. Right.
So I believe that that was all the work of Saint Germain.
Mm-hmm.
That was all the work of all my master teachers. And I believe my teacher, Bill, had a hand in that.
Mm.
And what I say to your listeners, Candace, is that sometimes we just have to put our foot upon the path and trust that there are things we do not know that can come to pass if we just give it an opportunity. If we are open and receptive,
mm-hmm.
amazing things can happen. But we lose ourselves in the analytical thought process and our very divine intellect that tries to figure it out and needs to know how. Notice how many times in my story I was asking the question, well, how's that going to happen?
Exactly.
Or, oh, I don't know about that. Or what is that about?
Mm-hmm.
Because it was foreign to the experience that I had had to date.
And we also have a need. We have a need for control, to have control over. It's our human need to have control over. We think we're in control of everything. We think we're in control of our life, and it's going to happen the way we want it to happen. And it is a set schedule, blah, blah, blah. But that's not the way the universe operates. And that's when it becomes difficult for some of us. I know myself in particular, it was difficult when I had to release all my control and submit to the universe in order to do what the universe has for me to do to help other people and for the highest and greatest good as well.
Right.
As well.
And then there's that resistance inside,
mm-hmm.
that am I worthy? Am I good enough? That comparing mind, that conditioned, limited experience that we've all had. And so that is the underplay. And that actually disrupts our ability to create, because in a reasonable time frame, we can have everything that we want. But we ask, we put it out there, the universe begins to rearrange, almost like a scene behind a Broadway show. They begin to move pieces around so that the right people and the right things happen, and then we change our mind. But we don't change our mind saying, oh, I want something different. We go, oh, I don't know how that's going to happen. And they go, okay, cancel the order. She's not ready. And then everything changes. Mm-hmm. So we do this dance with the universe in our own inability to sustain the vibration.
Right. Right. Now you have, you help, you said you have a way, a short meditation to help us, our, and our listeners to release, I believe.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I would love to bring in the energy of the violet flame. I would love to have your listening audience just take a moment in their day when they listen to this to clear some energy and for them to find their center and find their ability to transcend all the experiences for their highest good. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to invite us all to just have a still moment and everyone just take a deep breath. And as we take this deep breath, I want us all to just sit and feel the breath of life. The breath of life that represents the energy of divine source creator. The breath of life that fuels everything on the entire planet simultaneously, harmoniously. Everything is in one energy. And as we connect with the oneness of source energy, the oneness of nature, the oneness of planet Earth, we also open up for the galactic energy, the universal energy to flow through us, the infinite supreme divine supply that comes to us at this moment. And in this moment of now, we are one. We are one with mankind. We are one with nature. We are one with source. We are one with the universe. And as we sit and we breathe, and we breathe in, and we exhale, and we breathe in, and we release, and we do that one more time. We breathe in, and we hold it, just hold it, and then we push it out ever so smoothly, releasing all that no longer serves us. And then in our envisioned mind, right before us, we begin to see this violet bouncing light forming flames before us. Violet flames of purple, lilac, flecks of gold bouncing in front of us, a violet bonfire right in front of us. This is the violet flame, the all-consuming energy that transmutes and transcends all experiences in this moment now. This is the consuming energy that removes and takes away anything that is less than divine perfection. This is the energy of transcendence and forgiveness. This is the energy that frees us from the limitations and the bondage of lifetimes gone by, the karmic entanglements. And as we sit in front of this fire, this violet fire, this moment we bring to our knowing the experiences that we as humans would love to release. The things, the experiences, the happenings, the words, the exchange, the experiences that no longer serve us at this moment, at this time. The hurt, the pain, the angst, the anger, the lack, the unworthiness, the judgment, the despair, all of the emotions, the disease, the misalignment in the cellular structure, anything that is weighing us down and is not serving our soul purpose, our highest good, and is blocking us from moving forward, we bring it up within our being and we see it in our vision, be it lack, hurt, pain, despair, disease, lack of forgiveness, miscommunications, misspoken words. We take all of those experiences, the scenes that flash in our mind, and we throw it into the flame. We release it for the all-consuming violet flame to consume, destroy, annihilate those connections to those experiences. For once they have served us, they serve us no longer. We are expanded in the moment of the violet flame. At this moment, we throw it into the flame. And we take the moment and we release. And we surrender that which no longer serves us. For we are willing, we are open, and we in our knowing, our inner being knows we are an aspect of God. And by releasing the limited conditions, the experiences that separate us from the source creator God, we come back to the oneness and the wholeness of who we are. And we breathe in that light. We breathe in that love. And we recognize our greatness. And we embrace it. And we say to ourselves, I am. I am an infinite being of light. I am divine radiance. I am the divine director of my supply. Therefore, all that I desire and all that I need comes to me with ease and grace. I am the divine authority of God in motion. God's perfected activity is acting here and now. Therefore, I am one with the universal flow of divine love, divine healing, divine wisdom, divine intellect, divine justice, divine universal peace. I am one. And in the knowing that I am one and that I am a unique being and I am that I am, I know that the power of my spoken words, the power of my thoughts, the power of my being has become amplified in this moment of now, and I am at peace and I release and I allow the violet flame to consume all that no longer serves me, knowing that I am a being of freedom, free to choose, free to live, free to love, free to be who I have come to be. And so it is, spoken and done, I am.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much, Sarah. That was very, very powerful. Very powerful. Now, I just have a wrap-up question here. Besides what you do at your spiritual center, at your enlightenment center, do you have anything else that you are in the process of working on that or that you shall work in the future, workshops, classes, events, or publications that you would like to share with our listeners today?
Well, your listeners can learn more about my upcoming activities that will be promoted at the very end of this year for 2019 at sarahspiritual.com. Many of my classes are based on the work of Saint Germain and the I Am Presence. I also have an apprentice program. We do that twice a year. I have a retreat that we do in June. We have some settings of a wonderful cruise that we are looking into producing. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I'm always writing music and channeling spirit songs. And so you can actually, anyone who's in Florida, tomorrow night, I'm going to be in Wellington for the Winterfest. I'm one of the opening acts for Vanilla Ice. Oh, wow. So whenever possible, I sing, and I'm singing my original song, Christmas is in Your Heart, tomorrow night at around 7 o'clock at the Wellington Equestrian Center in South Florida. It's a free event, and I am going to sing Silent Night as well. So I'm always doing things. We're getting ready to lay out our programs for 2019. We had a very powerful year this year. A lot of my classes are available that I have already taught via download on my website. Even some of my channeled music you can listen to for free on my website, and you can also connect with me on my Facebook page, Sarah Spiritual, and there you'll see my Sunday Fun Day. We do live events and give messages, and every Wednesday night, I have a radio show on WWNN, which is heard on 95.3 FM, and it is also heard on 1470 AM, and we are heard live in Atlanta as well. And we are connecting all across the nation. And because of Facebook and YouTube, we, of course, as you know, and you are able to connect all across the world. So we have quite an interaction and following. And I do my best to be as available to everyone to just kind of be that ray of light. I do personal sessions via Skype, phone, in person in South Florida. And my greatest product that I design, I mean, I have over 100 sprays and baths and items that I hand blend, designed by Spirit. But my favorite product is my New Year's collection. And your listeners can see my New Year's collection on sarahspiritual.com. It is 7 items that are a magnificent way to toast in the new year and set your intention. There's a CD that features my personal songs, some of my channeled instrumental music, and the crazy thing is I don't know how to play piano, but what you're hearing on the CD is the actual writing of the song. You think it was in a studio like a live performance, it's actually me writing the song, not knowing where Spirit's going to take me. There's also a decree meditation and a love meditation for your listeners to do daily for the 2019 year. There's a bath to clear their energy and lighten up their auric field, a mist for themselves and their environment, an oil to dress parchment, candles to place on your hands for attraction and manifestation in 2019. There's a candle for your petition and a magnificent petition paper that's included. It's a beautiful collection. And when combined, this collection with a 2019 forecast, you really have everything you need for your new year of 2019. It has been 12 years running that I have created my New Year's collection, my number one most favorite product that I offer, because people really love feeling that they can create with the universe, especially on the new year.
Right.
And I think this year, many people have a lot to release, and they're looking forward to 2019.
Oh, yeah.
And from what I understand from Spirit, 2019 is a very fortuitous year. Okay. It is a year of love, light, and abundance. I kind of see it as the Trinity, all the aspects of higher bountiful blessings. And that's actually the name of my creation, Bountiful Blessings of 2019.
Bountiful Blessings. I'm going to check that out.
It is so much fun.
It is so great to have you on the show and to experience all the good that you are doing. If you just could repeat your website once more for our listeners so they get in touch with you and learn about your events, classes, and your products.
Yes, thank you so much. It is sarahspiritual.com. That's S-A-R-A-H. spiritual.com. And we can also reach us at our center. You can call us direct at 561-682-0956. I have a center in West Palm Beach on Okeechobee Boulevard in sunny South Florida. And the name of it is the Expedito Enlightenment Center. And we would love to help you assist you in the journey of your transformation coming into 2019.
Thank you so much, Sarah, for being on our show today. It was such a pleasure.
Thank you, Candace, for having me. God bless you and all the work that you are doing. And I look forward to our paths crossing again. And much love and many blessings to all of your listeners that I know honor and adore the work that you are doing. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sarah. Well, everyone, that's all the time we have for today. As always, you can visit www.awakenedpathonline.com. That's awakenedpathonline.com
for show updates, workshops, events, resources, and more. Also, you can check out our online bookstore at awakenedpathbooks.com. That's awakenedpathbooks.com. I'm Reverend Candace Nadine Breen, and thank you for listening to Awakened Path Radio. Namaste, and blessed be.